I'll second that.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. As to BOE number, or BOE 22 and BOE 378, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification.
Second.
So second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And with respect to BOE number 22, since there isn't a question of evaluation by agreement with the owner, are you going to withdraw that valuation claim, or do you want us to make a ruling on it?
Yeah.
Okay. The owner has withdrawn the valuation appeal on BOE number 22. Okay. I really appreciate you taking up our call early, and have a good day. You'll get a decision within a few days. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. If I'm correct, we're on to BOE number 37, T-Rock Vacation Rentals. That sounds like a name that would have multiple properties.
It does.
I don't know if that's, I'm just.
I'm not finding it, though.
Nothing? Okay.
I'm not finding, oh, there it is. They do have multiples.
T-Rock does?
Yep.
All right. Is this possibly the, like the other ones, just the one they want mixed use and the other ones are commercial? Or?
I'm looking. The others, they've spelled out their name. Commercial.
And Jesse, for your benefit, when in the past we made it clear within our ruling that
yes,
this rule was supposed to apply to multiple LLCs with the same owners,
yeah,
or same or similar owners. So again, if they try to play the LLC shell game, that's, you know, I mean, they know the rule, and if they're evading the tax, that's on, you know, they take that risk. So, I mean, we're not policing them, but we do, you know, use the information that we have to find out whether there's, you know, a lot of other properties in their name. So that's just kind of how we look at it.
Is there amount of ownership in the partnership that they have to have?
We have not specified anything, but typically the ones we've seen, you know, you have, you know, the multiple, you may have multiple owners, and some of them may have, one may not be in another one, but they just have, they have ownership of at least, you know, a third or 25% in other properties. And it's, when it's obviously a business venture, it's really what we're kind of looking at.
Okay.
You know, if it's something that on the one hand they own with a kid, you know, it might be a little different, but just take each case by its.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? How many?
No,
how many
they have multiples. They just have one in the T-Rock. The rest, they've got it spelled out.
Okay.
For Table Rock.
All right. Let me give a call. This is I'm not sure where this is. Where they're at.
Branson West.
Branson West.
Well, it's a 618 number. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know it's early, but we didn't know if you might have an opportunity to talk about this now.
I guess I could. My wife is currently unavailable. I'm sitting in my car, but...
Well, I tell you what, why don't we talk about it a little bit, and if you don't feel comfortable and you want to get her involved, we can always call you back if we have to. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It's my understanding that you guys have several, or T-Rock has several properties in Taney County.
T-Rock has one.
T-Rock has
one. Incorrect.
T-Rock has one. But
we have only one.
Yeah. I think this other one's out of Texas.
That's other one's out of Texas. Okay. Yeah. So you all just have the one property in Taney County?
That's correct.
Okay. And you, in other words, there's not multiple LLCs with...
No.
other properties that you guys are the principals in?
No.
Okay.
No, that's our only property we own.
Okay.
Other than our residence.
Sure. Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with what we've done. We made a decision about 4 years ago that how we were going to treat these. On the first one, we give a 25% commercial, 75% residential classification. And if you have any other properties that you buy in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program, they get assessed at 100% commercial.
Correct. Yeah, okay. I've had the cherry twice before.
Okay. And if knowing that, is that mixed-use classification what you're after today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is there any other appeal on this as to valuation or anything else? Okay. I would make a motion that we classify BOE number 37 as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
I'll second that.
So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We appreciate you taking us up early, and you'll get a decision within a couple of days. Okay?
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We've got another Vineyards here. There's more Vineyards. Okay. Is BOE number 25 have a? Is it just appealed one for more than just classification? Is it also value?
It's not on the sheet. Like the sheet stops at 32 or 30.
We said number 25.
25.
It's on the second page there. On mine there.
It says valuation. On this one.
Classification.
I'm sorry. They were out of order.
Okay. Oh, no. It's got check valuation. Does it say that up there or not?
It says other reasons for appeal is what it says.
Okay. Well, this is the... I got the wrong one. The next one is going to be valuation. Nightly, well,
this
is 23. I can't seem to grab the right file. Classification and other base. Okay. Opinion of market value 190. Do we have any kind of documentation in the file as to why they have that number? I don't see any. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
They broke down their business model, basically. Okay. Indicated here that our property taxes are going up more than 300% from 813 to 2485.
Which one are we talking about?
BOE 25.